Sunday, 27th of December, Sorbe Tedes, Rebbe Lezer, Schneeberg.
What is the thing today?
Berchas Hayelet.
Theme will be, there's two brochas in Shulchan Aruch that a person makes, a man or a lady makes when the child is born. There's a brocha, a toiv and meitiv and a zocha, and there's also a brocha, hagoimel, which the lady should make. And we'll see later that some of them, some parts of Klal Yisrael don't say this brocha, some parts don't say this brocha, will speak the halachas. But beforehand, a little like Duma, I've been seeing that the scale has been celebrating the 75th birthday. It came to my mind, Avraham Avinu had his first esgalus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the age of 75. It's a simmer that 75 is his mom of esgalus, Shchenusa Yisburg. Then I was thinking, I went further in my machshava, that I think they have now the third roof over here. Remind me a word of the Chedur brings. The Chedur brings a mitzvah kedema, it's a gewaldige word, which could be a hemshach of the Friedrich gewalt. Chedur brings that Rav Reb Avrum Av Bezen Brisk de Litter, there's a certain Reb Avrum Ruf in Brisk de Litter, Shu'al b'chaloimoy, he asked in his chulam, B'shnas Shi'inayin Hei, he gives the date, which is 395 years ago, Shi'inayin Hei, he asked us, we say in davening a few times every day, Kudosh, 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 Hashem Tzivuos, Meloi Chaluotz Kevoide. Why the first two Kudosh we don't say Meloi Chaluotz Kevoide? First Kudosh is Kudosh, Kudosh. The third Kudosh is Hashem Tzivuos, Meloi Chaluotz Kevoide. Why is this the first two not? So then there's a Gemurah Mesechtes, there's a Gemara Masechtas Kedushin. The Gemara speaks that a lady doesn't mind marrying whatever it is. A lady is very much wants to be married for whatever the price is. So the Gemara, the Lushan, the Tavlem, the Omerash Lokish, Tavlem Mesef Tandu, with a Mesef Amalu. It's better to be a set of two rather than being yourself. No, the Gemara, you have to say over the illusion that ladies say, Tavlem Mesef Tandu, say that ladies are asking to marry whatever price is in Gendik. Why do you have to say this illusion? Zug de chedu azoi. V'hoye beis Esav lekash. Esav is lekash. Kash, straw. V'hoye beis Esav lekash. Kash is actually the dalet meyesish. Kiv and Shein is 400. Is the dalet meyesish of Esav. Those are the koiches atimah. Kudosh is the Rosh HaTevis and Sefer HaTevis is kash. It's broken up in the middle with the word, but the oys is do, dalet and vuf. Dalet and vuf, this is the yichad uwelion, whatever it means, the yichad uwelion. So the kudosh, the kash, the koiches atim of Esav, is broken up by do, which is the yichad uwelion, to the yichad uwelion. That's why Resh Lakish said, tavle meisav tam do, it's good to sit under the do, because the do, this yichad uwelion, this breaks up the kash. So the bat migdash harishoin was, it wasn't forever, it was only for a while. Is kudosh without melech was kavoda. The second base of mikdash is also kudosh, but the third base of mikdash, which is kudosh, which breaks up the kash, is melech haluatz kavoda. So here, this kehilla with the third roof together will be mekabel pnei mashiach tzedkeni gezenta hayt melech haluatz kavoda. The mechaber says in simereish kuf gimel beitzim it's a gemur mesechtas bruchas dafni and tes. They says the Gemara, Yolde Ishte Zocha, if a person gave birth, his wife gave birth to Zocha, Mevurach HaToiva Meitev. It's as though. The klal is, Shmiois Toivois. Good news, exciting news that applies only to the person himself, to the man by himself. He has not got a partner, then the Bruch is Shechayuni, as we know. But if a person, if it's Toiv Loi Velacherim, then he says, HaToiva Meitev. Because gam he tzrich, she also wants the ben. So a person has gave birth, a person's wife gave birth to a son, he has to say Atoiva Meitiv, and the Mechaber says, V'gam hi tzricha levorach kein, she also has to say this bruche, it's good for her also. Mishnah Berurah brings the Mamur Chazal, why it's good for her also. She also wants to have a son, it's healthy for her. Therefore, she also has to say this bruche. The Mugen Avrum says, you should bow naked on Mizrach. The Mishnah Berurah and the Rav Shechanur doesn't bring this Mugen Avrum V'yishtachve. Duch HaShulchan does bring it. I've seen in Chivas, Shalmas Chaim from Mechtovim, letters of Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld Chivas to a certain Gudel in Shalayim, Reb Aaron Sobel. They wrote letters with each other. And he asked them, this Indian of Yishtachve, this Reb Aaron Sobel is Matzia, suggested to Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, could be the reason why the Mishnah Berurah and the Rav Shechanur does not bring this Vishtach v'neged HaMizrach. He's Matzir because the Gemara Zukt, you mustn't bow down at other places more than those bruchas where the Chazal Abim is Sakim. So he says, now he brings another raya that you can bow down. He brings a Pusik, Rashi brings, Vayikad who is Vishtach v'Lashem, in Pashas Chayasuru, is the Rashi of Mekan Shemoidim of Psira Toivu. So see, Vayikad is Vishtach v'Lashem, Psira Toivu allowed, that's not in Klal of... This bruchah you say, b'shas haleide, or even it's not b'shas haleide, whenever he hears it. The early achronim speak, but you hear from ish neimon, otherwise it could be a bruchah batul. I don't think it's negated today. Today we have a telephone, and there's not shayach, you can't fool a person. But in the minute you find out if it's true, it's not shayach, descending or fooling a person. Even though a person has got, Mishnah Berurah brings, even though a person has got kamabunim, he's got already a few children, he can still say this bruchah, that's a terezuv, b'shem Rashba. Mishnah Berurah says that even he has already a few sons, and now he's desperate to have a daughter, because only then he's Mekai. He didn't have a daughter till now. Only then he's Mekai in the midst of Peri Aviv. Yeah? Still ain't a Mevurach Hazeh. But the Mishnah Berurah, the Kolmukam, the Palm HaRishon that he sees his daughter, he should say Shachayuni. Why is this? Because the Alucha, that if you have a friend which you haven't seen for 30 days, we don't practice this Alucha later. We might come to it, why we don't practice it. But Kippunim is a person hasn't seen his friend for 30 days, has to say Shuchay Shechiyuni. So seeing his daughter for the first time is not worse than seeing your friend you haven't seen her. So you say Shechiyuni. The Mishnah Berurah has a stapakta, brings a Rashba. What happens? Some of us are Zaydis already. Our Kippunim not in that matzah. What happens if a person had an Einikl? Should he say a Toiva Meitiv? The Chayre, yes, it's good for him, it's good for his wife, the Bubba, it's good for his son. There's partners in this Bruch of Toiva Meitiv. So it brings 2 days. He said, not everything that you nehena together with chaverim, you say a toiva meitiv. The Moshe, a new pumpkin, he says, you'll say a toiva meitiv. It's hard to say. So he wants to say that nechayre only is something very beneficial, like a child to a father, but not bananically. You want to say not. Some say, but if a person says it, you can say a toiva meitiv this way also. How long this week? That was prompted because this week came to me a father. He said, after 2 days, somebody told him that you should say Atoiva Meitiv HaShachivni. Can he still say it now? He says, Primi Gudim says that even though by a thunderstorm, by a lightning, is only Toch Kedei Dibber. After Kedei Dibber, there's no Tachlis in saying the Bucha. After a while, you don't say the Bucha anymore. So to here, you can say the Bucha still later. You say the Bucha even later also. So long, you can still say the bruchah long. You don't say long. I saw a ktsasa shelchen. he brings that so long you're still Oisik, you're still Mevasa, the Psir of everyone. Well, you know, I had a baby boy, so if you're still in the Sugya, Mamish juicy in the Sugya, then you can still say a Teva Meitin. The excitement is still there. After it's worn off, like this person came and asked me after 2 days later, somebody told him to say the Brucha, his heart is not there. Because this Brucha is similar, some don't, Svadim don't say this Brucha at all. And this Brucha is similar to Shechiyuni, which some say it's a Brucha Shal Rishus. Only to break up. Shechiyuni is a few Shechiyunis. Shechiyuni is Habum is man lezman, where we say every Yom Tov, this is not Rishus, this is Chiyuvi, this is obligatory. Shechiyuni like this, on a new garment, on a new house, and those in Yunim, are voluntary. That means voluntary. Voluntary means if your heart becomes warmed up and it takes you over, you become overwhelmed with it, and your heart feels it overflows with the bucha, then you say the bucha. So maybe later, after a while, you're not in it already anymore. Ben Ish Chai brings, as I say, Svadim don't say this bocha, brings the Ben Ish Chai, since he says, we Svadim don't say the bocha, so next time when he benches, he says the bocha, Toiva Meitiv, he should have in mind to cover that Toiva Meitiv of his son that he gave birth. I can put the Shechnur, the Mechaber, and the Remu, and the Mishne Brire, and the Rav Shechnur, and Ur HaShulchan, oh, from all his mashma, that we should say the bracha. So the choy, a person should know, when it comes such a matzah, even go a few children, you should remember to say this bracha teva meitav. But this tikkun is only by a ben zocha, by a bas. You don't say babas, as I said before, Mechabri wants to say, you should say shechiyuni. Sim Shechiyuni is a bit lighter, less, is more voluntary than this bracha. The Choyne bring that if a person is abroad and he heard that he gave birth to a son and he said, Teva Meitiv is good for me and for my wife. If he came back, he hasn't seen a son only after 30 days, then he has to say the book of Shechiyuni also. It's not worse off than your friend. What? By your friend, is you only say Shechiyuni a friend that you saw once in the past. A friend that you've never seen in the past. You heard about, you've got a second cousin in South Africa. You heard about him, like Moshe Cohen, you've never seen him, now you've seen him. So therefore, you don't say Shechiyuni. You only say Shechiyuni someone you've seen, and now you see him again. Mashen came by your own child, they say, even though you haven't seen him till now, you have never seen him, you came the first time you've seen him, you can say the Bruch of Shechiyuni on him. Those who say the Bruch of Shechiyuni. Likita Marich brings the Gabadenin of Shechiyuni today, of seeing a Chava. So he brings the Lushan Azoi. It's first of the Bechutcher, and Eish Lavon Bechutcher of says, V'chein Nishtaka Melevurach Shechiyuni V'atoyve Meitiv. It has sunk, it's gone, the Sein of Shechiyuni. Says the Likita Marich in the Hilcha Shechiyuni says, V'nei Oilam Eilim Bevorach Mabruchas Aluli, V'efsher, the reason why we don't say the Bruchas Shechiyuni, oh, Shechnuch is passing, you haven't seen him for a year, you say, Mechai, you haven't seen your friend for a year, you say, Mechai, Ames. Have you ever heard this book, any one of you? I've never heard this book being said. You've heard it, Tzaddik has heard it. Yeah, most probably the person wasn't well. The person was well the whole year. Yeah, Mechaber, you can't argue in a Mechaber, whatever happens. But the Kapunim, the Minig Oilim is not so much this. Zukta, why is this? Because it has to be, it has to be chuvet. There's no simcha. We mustn't say, but it's the day of the chob. We can say, we are selfish people. We worry about ourselves. There's no singing a simcha of my chava, sing my chava. The Mika Tshuv and the Mika Archaim says, Bavoyneseinu Rabbim begulaseini kinas ishmerei v'sinas chinam. I told the kinna, ikiyoitze, it wouldn't make the bracha. So David, you made the bracha, it's only you be going of das. You want to show him, you haven't got a heavy, you're not jealous on him. You say the bracha. It's therefore with some people we left the bracha. Now, Kippunim, the minhag ha'olam is to say the bracha. As Ashkenaz, I think we say the bracha. That was bracha one that is said. There's another bracha, another controversy, another bracha that hangs in a controversy. This is the bracha, bracha for goyimot. There's the other way around. The Svadim for sure say a goyimot. The ladies say a goyimot. But us, most of the Ashkenazim don't say a goyimot. I can put in the Mishneh Brira and others. And let's go to the Machaber where we come to Birchas HaGoyimot after giving birth. First of all, the Machaber sucht, the Gemara says, the Machaber sucht, Abu Tzrichem Lahoidos. Yordai Hayom, Holchem et Burios, in Choylosh and Esrape. And the Choyer, a lady who gave birth, is also a Bchina of Choylosh and Esrape. She was unwell and she's better. The Machaber brings the Simunach, the Choyl Hachayim. Hachayim is Choyle, Yesirim, Yam, and Mitbar. And the book is a goyim of chayyush gimlani kol toiv. Starts a goyim of chayyush gimlani kol toiv. The Rebbein Shem is a goyim el toiv even for those who are chayiv, They owe things. They're not behaving properly, and they would have owed rather a patch than this kindness. So the person is misvada to Rebbein Shem. The Rebbein Shem, you've been goyim el. Even I'm chayiv, you're going on chayiv and toiv shigbalani kol toiv. The people answer, Mishigimokal kol toiv, Mishigimokal kol toiv sailor. And Shechol has written that this book you have to say, Bifnei Asura Nushim, and the Katchila, two of them should be Tamid Chachuman. The Mekar of it is the capital, the Mekar of the whole book, and the Mekar of 10 people and two Tamid Chachuman is capital Kiv Zayin at the Hillim. We are Mimi Bekalhom, Bekalhom, Kahal is only 10. If the Moshe of Zekeinim Yalali has to be at least two Zekeinim, Zuken Zeh Shekuna Chachma. If the Yosef and Bachem Terzuv and Mungavrum say that a lady also has to, after giving birth has to bench Goyimel. Because she was in a skuna, and she was a choyle after the birth, and she had a refir. The minig by majority of Ashkenazim said we don't say the Brucha. We don't say the bracha. We have to find out, okay, why shouldn't we say a bracha? Why should ladies be discriminated? Actually, as I said before, Sfarim do say it. I think the Anshe Chabad also say this bracha. And it's a soul that Shalai, it seems old men of Yishalayim have seen also to say the bracha even by Ashkenazim. It seems because we came to Etzisrul on the back of the Svadim. The Svadim were established, and some of us, Ashkenazim, took over those Menugim. And in the modern world of Balachiv, it's a very popular lady. She also say, why should a lady be different? It's a bit feministic. It's quite right. So it's proper that the lady should also say this bracha. By Kippunim, we have to find out why Taka do not ladies say this. Is the Be'er Heitev in Sif Kuten Aleph says, Ma she'enu ishe mevorches birches adua. Sif Kuten Aleph in Reshites, in birches hagoimu. Ma she'enu ishe mevorches birches adua, nei she'tzurech lo idiei b'fnei asara. You have to thank HaKadosh Baruch in front of them, v'remimi b'kalom. V'lav oyrechare, it's not correct, b'kol kvoide bas melech p'nimu. Kol kvoide bas melech p'nimu. Lady should not be b'kalom. B'kneisak doi l'hiskim, then he brings the then says the behate of Knesset Gdele Hiskim, the Knesset Gdele is Maskim, Shevorchi be Besekneset Shalahem. The lady should say Goimel in the Ezes Nushim, Vishishmei Hu Anushim, the Besekneset, and the Anush Besekneset here. Those who do it, the minute that the lady come to the door of the Ezra's Anushim, and she says there the Brucha, oh, we see later the minute that come home a minion to the oldest at home. And there she says this bracha. It is. So one time we've seen why ladies don't say this bracha is because it's the bracha said in public. Seems other Rishonim also, earlier Rishonim say that the lady should have said, but the reason they don't say because the same reason it's lav oirech are. Seen in the Chivas Mata Levi, which is Hofen Frankfurt, and he brings Menoge Frankfurt. He says, Shemenik Bireini Frankfurt, V'chein Amri Lorim Noshem Tzidkani Ezekenesh Leborchim Oilam. They never said this bruche. So he brings from a sefer Noe Katzoyin Yosef that is gathered the Menoge Akile be Frankfurt, and he brings another reason, another time, not the time that most Achoyne bring that it's not suitable for a lady to come in with a minion Yidden. He brings another time. The Brodeches Agoyim is Agoyimel Lechayovim Toivos. Chayovim means I'm a Balavere, and I came into a schooner, and I could Shbochi Borev Rachma Vachasudov took me out of the schooner. This is if the schooner came through a sibbe. I drove my car, and a car crashed into me, but Bederchnes, I was Nitzel. Masha'in came when I'm commanded to do a mitzvah, like Per Verivia, and it's impossible without a schooner. So it's not a Kodesh Baruch, he does me a toive. It was in the way of the Avodas Hashem. Brings the Sefer Matalevi in another town, why ladies don't say Agoimel after they gave birth, is because it's not Lechayuvim Toivis. It's a derech of doing a mitzvah, it therefore is not Lechayuvim Toivis. Again in Shalmas Chaim, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld writes him this, the one that has those letters with him, writes him, when should the lady say this Birchas HaGoyimel if she does, those who do say it? He wanted to say, because Shtayit HaShechnurach, he only choyle, says only the bruche when he's Mahalach HaBoryoi. He walks already normally, without his walking stick, he's already fresh. No, when there's a lady, Yoledes called, he wanted to be Matzia, because in Shemeshi and Lamed and in Cheshabbos, a lady, till Shloishim Yoim, is called a Choyle She'ein Baiskuna. So to be made, she's still called a Choyle, she's still not Mahalach Al-Doryo. Could be she should only say Birchas HaGoyimel after 30 days. So he wants to be Mechalik, that in Hilchas Yom Kippur we find that after 7 days, she has to fast already. It's made that the moment she's out of Choyle She'esh Baskuna, there's within Hilchas Shabbos, she can't take medicine, because she Choyle She'esh Baskuna, can be made a little bit. But Beitzim, after Zion Yumim, you could say, Akepunim, he says, some say even after Shlap, after Zion Yumim, she say not before. What do those do? Majority of Ashkenazim, that the wives don't say Birchas HaGoyimel. How do they go on with this? How do they express their thanks to Kadosh Baruch Hu officially? The Viramimi Bekalom. Is the minig is that the first time that the lady goes out, it's called Hoyleches, then the husband has an aliyah, and he says Baruch Hu, and he has a mind to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for her, and she tunes in with her mind, and she says, oh mine, and with this she thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here comes up as two in unum together, because also a lady is Mechiev, a Korban Yoledes. As a man Shabbos HaMikdash Oreh comes, a Korban Yoledes. It's therefore in Shechnur Shtayit that a man, Achrei Abuim, Lezocho, Achrei Shmoinim, Lenekeve, he is a chiv aliyah because of this korban. So here there's two items that come together. There's this chiv of hoidur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu bimkoim birchas agoimel, which this is the baruchi that the husband said, and there's also something else, which is the bimkoim, the korban, bisman shebis amigdish hoekayim. There's a long chiva in Betzela Chochma, and he wants to say that there are two separate items. That then the person say the Baruch Hu for the Bimkoim HaGoyimel, for those who don't say Goyimel. And the other aliyah is, and when she goes, the Mem Yoyim, or Pei Yoyim is also. There's a beautiful Shiva and Baramshik. The Baramshik asks that if you say the Aliyah, the Torah, the Yom HaMem, or the Yom HaPei, the 40th day, or the 80th day, is the Mukim Korban,
Sukta Shabbos, you're not makriv kabunas. You're not makriv in the Shabbos. A long chiva over there. It's a fascinating chiva. In the early Achroinim is brought Levish Mugnavuam, that a lady, the first going out after a lady, should only go out L'Dovah Shebekedisha. That's why the minig is that she comes to shul one evening, Rav Shabbos afternoon, or Marv, and the husband davens for the woman and says Borchi, then she has this Borchi already, and that's the first going out. And by this, since we said before that the Bukim are Goimul, that's clearly the declaration that she's now already Bench Goimul, Memelish as well, because as there's not Aluch, Aluch is that Yoldes Tzricha Shmira, Yoldes need Shmira. And so a lady is not allowed to go out by herself if she needs shmira. But the moment she said goimel, that's the declaration, clearly she's not in the category of yoldas anymore, she's a healthy lady. Is male is the minig before, first time she goes out to shul, and she hears borchi. Or someplace the minig is that the husband comes home, and brings the minion home, and there says borchi, that's like she went out, and there she can go out already. So those are the two bruchas. One, the brucha for Teva Meitiv, which by the Sfardim, that brucha is not said. By us, it's Ashkenazim more said. While the brucha Sagoimu, that the lady should say, is more by the Sfardim. And by us, not. We are mashlim this with brucha. The brucha should help us answer the Bali Yiddish. The kingdom should be Zoych, the Vinny Besamikashim.